In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I think, Peter, I made a mistake. I don't think it's June 4th. I think it's June 9th, the next one. That's my fault. So we'll begin with that today. Great things are happening. Amazing things are going on. And the most beautiful thing about all of this is God is in control. God has got great plans for his church. He loves us so much. He knows that the only way to get through what's coming is with the divine will. We love the saints. All our dogma and doctrine of the faith brings us to this point of sanctification. Our God wants us to begin to live this abundant life of sanctification. And this is the beauty of the divine will. He says to Louisa, I've taught no one this. It's not a new revelation. We believe everything in the resurrection. He says now sanctification is coming to the earth. That's why Our Lady said to Bruno in 1947, Our Lady of Revelation, she said, time has now come to an end. And Bruno goes, the end of the world? And she goes, no, the end of this era, the 6,000 years, basically, of being under the thumb of the evil one. So what's coming is this new and divine way of holiness that John Paul II prophesied at the canonization of St. Honorable de Francia, echoing what St. Honorable de Francia said about Louisa. We're going to enter into this new and divine way of holiness. Less than a year before he died, he says this to the world. He spent 27 years going around the world telling everyone, get ready for the new heavens and the new earth. Get ready for, as he said, the third millennium, the glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind. So we are so fortunate to be alive at this time. We are so happy that God has given us little Louisa, because as Jesus said to Louisa, I have to release all the demons. And Louisa said, Jesus, you're the Son of God. You don't have to do this. And Jesus said, you don't understand, Louisa. Humanity wants this. So I have to give this to humanity. So what do we want? What do we want? And what we want is the kingdom of God to be established on earth as it is in heaven, the fulfillment of the Our Father. So Jesus gives these truths, these lessons, these manifestations to Louisa to encourage us not to be filled with doom and gloom, but with more confidence in our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King, and his mother, the Queen of Heaven and Earth. So in June, in volume 26, June 9th, 1929, it begins, but alas, the Son created by my fiat does so many prodigies for the earth. So here, the sun in the sky, Jesus says, look what it does. When the sun comes out, everything starts to get warm. Everything starts to grow. And he says, with its own unique majesty, it lays over its mantle of light, of beauty, at its each of its touches. The sun gives life and possesses, it gives life, it possesses to each plant, to each vegetable, to each everything, this light of the sun. At each of its touches of the sun gives the light it possesses to each plant. And my fiat remains with the sorrow of not being able to communicate the goods that the fiat, the son of the fiat, possesses and its divine life to souls. See, Jesus says, now is the time that I'm going to bring sanctification. I redeemed the world 2,000 years ago, but we're still under the thumb of the evil one. We have to go to confession each week. Why? Because we're filled with worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. And Jesus says, I want to free you of that. I want you to enter into this abundant life of the new Adam, Jesus, and of the new Eve, Mary. So he says, my fiat remains with sorrow, the son of the fiat. It's by not being able to communicate, Kate, to give the goods that the fiat possesses and its divine life to humanity, because they oppose receiving it. They do not want to lap up the light of my fiat, of my divine will. And therefore, they are like the earth. If it could oppose receiving the light of the sun, it is, the earth is now full of nighttime, squalid, weak, and many of them are terrified to look at the fiat, look at the sun. So think about it. Well, the Vatican came out with a book on Luisa, and it says, the sun, S-U-N, of my fiat, Luisa Picaretta. So she's the newborn. She's the firstborn of this life of Jesus and Mary, this abundant life of the new Adam and of the new Eve. They are the ones that brought back to humanity what Adam lost. What did Adam lose? Adam lost that Catholic life, that universal life that was breathed into him in the garden, breathed into him. And Adam, being dust, got all that God wanted for humanity and lived in paradise. And so what happens? He listens to the evil one. He obeyed the evil one. I will not serve. I will not obey. And what happens at that point? For 6,000 years, we've been under the thumb. 2,000 years ago, Jesus gave us redemption. And he says, I redeemed humanity. I rose from the dead because I want humanity to rise from the death of their human will. What is our human will? It's what we say when we go to confession. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live like this. So Jesus knew when he rose from the dead, the first thing he says to his apostles is, whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them. Whose sins you shall retain, they are retained. Giving the power to the priesthood to forgive sins. And so what happens? Now we've been redeemed, but we still fall into sin. Why? Why? Because Jesus says, we have not yet been sanctified. So the sanctification is given to us. And this is why we have such joy in reading the book of heaven. We have such happiness reading the book of heaven. Every day when we read, Jesus teaches us more of how to live this abundant life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. The saints taught us how to do the will of God. So what did the saints do? They built the churches. They built the hospitals. They built the convents. They built the rectories. They built the basilicas, the orphanages. They built for 2,000 years. Jesus says to Luisa, now watch what I'm going to give to you. I'm going to go away and I'm going to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you will always be. And then I'm going to come back to take you with me so that you will be with me for all eternity. This is what he planned from the beginning. So Our Lady said to Bruno in 1947, Our Lady of Revelation, she says very, very clearly, my children, she says, Our Lady says this, my children are to live this abundant life in eternity where they belong. Okay, we're here on earth because we have to be sanctified. We're here on earth to prove to God that we want eternity. We want to be in eternity. So she says, my children are going to enter in eternity where they belong and enjoy the beatific vision. So this beatific vision is how we're supposed to be living. So what does God give us? He, in the Holy Church, he gives us the Holy Eucharist. And Jesus tells Luisa, I am a prisoner in the tabernacle, waiting for my children to come to me. So in the divine will, the life that we begin to live is to be with Jesus in front of the Blessed Sacrament, be with Jesus at exposition, to look at God and to fall in love with God, to realize he is a prisoner and we want to be one with him. So he says to Luisa, don't leave me alone. And Luisa never left him alone. Luisa, as a child in Corrado, she would kneel in front of the Blessed Sacrament as a little girl. And she was so in love with Jesus that by the time she was in a teenager, Jesus said to her, Luisa, basically, help me, be with me. And so from that moment, when she was 12, when she saw Jesus walking through the streets, carrying his cross, and she said, soul, he said to her, soul, help me, help me. Luisa said, I will do this. Luisa, as a young girl, said, yes, I want to be with you, Jesus. I want to help you, Jesus. So what happens? Jesus says to Luisa, go to bed and stay there. Now, Luisa could walk, but she obeyed. Then he says, stop eating. And she stopped eating. Stop drinking. She stopped drinking. Stop sleeping. She stopped sleeping. All that God asked of Adam is don't eat of the tree of the middle of the garden. Don't eat that fruit or you'll die that day. And Adam couldn't obey. He failed. He obeyed Lucifer. He listened to Lucifer and said, I could eat of this fruit. I don't have to obey God. I don't have to be faithful. So what Jesus has taught us over these last 2,000 years is to be faithful and obedient to Christ and his church. Be faithful and obedient because Adam was unfaithful. Adam was disobedient. So now what Jesus is saying, I want to give this light of the sun. It's the fiat of the sun to my children again to live an abundant life that God, Jesus says, have planned from the beginning of time. And he says to Luisa, so this is why my daughter, my divine will wants to make itself known. The divine will wants to form its kingdom because these children, this is us, belong to the divine will and live voluntarily within and of the divine will's light. And these children will remain with their mouths open to receive the kisses, its embraces, its affections in order to form the divine life in them. So like little birds in a nest, the mouth is wide open. Jesus says, I want to give this. I want to fill my children with this gift of gifts, with this prodigy of prodigies, this gift of the divine will that I've given to Luisa. Luisa is the first one who has done this. The saints did the will of God, but Luisa is now living in the will of God. That's why when you read volume 1 through volume 10, you enter into living in the divine will. When you read volume 1 through volume 10, you become a divine mirror of Jesus, volume 1 through volume 10. Volume 11 through volume 19, you're called to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. This power of the Holy Spirit, the second Pentecost that's coming, that's exactly what John Paul II said. Get ready for the third millennium. Get ready for the glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind. That's what we're anticipating. Now, it's going to get bumpy because the evil one doesn't want this to happen. He knows his time is over. He was given 6,000 years, basically. And now we've entered the 7,000th year. We've entered into a new and divine way of holiness. So we want to remain with our mouths wide open. We want to be filled with this light, with this love, with this life of God. It's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We're baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we want more. Jesus says, I want to give you more than just being good and holy and saintly like the saints. But now I want you to share in divinity. This is what the priest says when he puts the drop of water into the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ. So what does St. Peter say in his epistle? We are called to share in divine nature of Jesus, the divine nature of Mary. So this is a glorious time to be alive. And how do we know it's a glorious time? Because Jesus says, I have given you the book of heaven. And as you read the book of heaven, you're learning how and why the Our Father is going to be fulfilled. Now is the time, he says, why you have been predestined to live at this time. It's what does he say? I want my children to belong to this divine fiat, the divine will. I want my children to live voluntarily within this light, this love, this life of God. I want my children to remain with their mouths wide open to receive God's kisses, God's embraces, God's affections that he wants his children to possess. It's the life of God. Not that we become gods, but the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. So he says, I want to form my divine life in my children. This is a glorious time to be alive. And a lot of people are seeing the world as it really is. The world is, God's getting ready for us. The kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. The new Jerusalem is coming. He wants us to get ready for the new heavens and the new earth, the new Jerusalem. So this is why we're alive today. We're alive today to have this fullness of the Catholic faith. And what is the fullness? Sanctification. The saints taught us how to do the will of God. Now, Jesus is saying, I'm going to teach you how to live in the will of God. So what happens with the saints, we pray them. We love the prayers of the saints, St. Ignatius of Loyola, St. Francis, St. Clare, St. Maximian Kolbe, St. Louis de Montfort. We love the prayers, but we're learning how to pray the way they prayed. Jesus says, I'm now going to teach you the way I prayed and my mother prayed, the way Adam prayed before the fall. So what is that? That's the rounds that you make, the rounds of creation, the rounds of redemption. So in the rounds of creation, we begin, he says, I made your senses, your eyes, your mouth, your nose, your ears for God. God wants to gaze in our gazing. God wants to speak in our speaking. God wants to listen in our listening. So what is he showing us with the rounds of creation? He's showing us the rounds of creation, to hear, to smell, to taste, to touch, to see the divine I love yous in creation. And when you begin to see every leaf on a tree is an I love you to us. Every blade of grass is an I love you. Every grain of sand is an I love you. Every drop of water is an I love you to humanity. And we're beginning to understand how Jesus and Mary prayed. They saw the I love yous of the Father in all of creation, and they could give back to the Father a divine I love you. Now, what the saints have taught us, how to give back a saintly I love you, human. I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I worship you. Now Jesus says, I want my children to have more. I want you to love the way Jesus loved, the way Mary loved, the new Adam and the new Eve. So this is the rounds of creation. And then we see what Jesus and Mary went through, the rounds of redemption, all the I love yous that Jesus and Mary put on earth. What did they do for those 30 silent years? How did they live in those 30 silent years? They lived in the little house of Nazareth, which Jesus says to Louisa is how we have to live. Joseph was in the presence of the new Adam and of the new Eve. He was in awe. And what we're going to now experience through Louisa, the firstborn of the divine will, we're going to experience the life of Jesus and Mary reigning in us. So we can give back to the Father a divine I love you because of Jesus, not me. I give a human I love you, which is nothing, but a divine I love you of Jesus, divine I love you of Mary back to the Father. Louisa is the first one who accomplished this, the first one born of original sin who can give to the Father all the glory, all the honor by getting out of the way and having Jesus and Mary breathe this I love you back to the Father. This is why it's so great to be Catholic. We have Jesus, we have Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. So in volume 26, June 19th, 1929, Jesus says this, and since the divine life of my fiat is composed of repeated acts never interrupted. So as Jesus breathed, he breathed in this divine, I love you of God, the Father, and breathed back this divine, I love you from Jesus, a divine, I love you. Mary, the same way. She breathed in this divine, I love you, and breathed out this divine, I love you, back to the Father. So it's always Jesus and Mary. It's always Mary and Jesus. They're never separated. So since the divine life of my fiat is composed of repeated acts, so every heartbeat of Jesus was an I love you back to the Father. Every heartbeat of Mary was an I love you back to the Father. The blood came into the heart, the blood goes out. And it's, yes, I accept your I love you, Father. And I give back to you a divine I love you because of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, never interrupted. It's not subject to stopping. And then it says, then he says to Louisa and he says to us, this is why you feel within yourself an act that never ends. A light, this light of God, this sun of the fiat that is never extinguished. A love that always burns. A love. So as there, the first purification was of water with Noah. He washed the world clean. The second purification was the blood of Jesus washing all the attachments to the evil one away. We're freed from the slavery of the devil. And now he says, now this fire is coming. This fire is going to consume the world in love. And what is the fire? The Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This fire is going to envelop the earth. See, this is why he's saying, get ready. This is why Our Lady said it's going to be good for some. It's going to be bad for most. What can be good and bad at the same time? It depends on the person's disposition. If you love Jesus and Mary, if you want that to honor the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, to live, consecrate to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This love is a consuming fire that's going to, as John of the Cross says, is where a log thrown into the fire and consumed, and the log becomes fire. So this consuming love of God is, we're going to be cheering. We're going to be in ecstasy. Where those who are against God, who don't want Jesus, don't want Mary, it's going to be wailing and grinding of teeth. So Jesus says to us, what do you want? What do you want? So he's baptized us. We're Catholic. He says, that's the image of God. And now he says, now is the time for the likeness of God. This likeness of God, Pope John Paul II said, this new and divine way of holiness that's coming to the earth, it's the glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind. So he says, basically, my divine life is repeated acts. You're breathing, your heart is beating. Now what we want is not to do it on our own. We want Jesus to be the Lord of our life. We want Mary to be the queen and mother of our life, never interrupted, not subject to stopping. And then he says, when you fall in love with Jesus, when you fall in love with Mary, he says, you feel within yourself an act that never ends, a light that is never extinguished, a love that always burns. And then he says this, and this is the sad part, but this is not so for those who do not live in my divine will. Those souls feel divine life interrupted in their interior. Their acts are broken. They feel themselves now one way, now another. Their will is not infested by a continuous light that sweetly nourishes them and enchants them such that they have a feeling of the sweetness, the beauty, the holiness of my divine will. And they would not give it a thought to enter into the field in order to operate only in a human way. And that's why you go to confession. Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. That's the human way. They feel the light in intervals. They feel the light of Jesus and Mary infrequently. It's not continuous. So Jesus says, I want to give to my children this continuous light, this continuous love, this continuous life of Jesus and Mary. Now is the time, he says, that I want to give this. So what's happening in the world? It looks like everything's falling apart. It's not. God's getting everything in order. He's separating the sheep from the goats. He's separating the wheat from the tares. He's separating the light from the darkness. And he's saying to each soul, what do you want? The time is kind, as Our Lady said to Bruno in 1947, Our Lady of Revelation, time has now come to an end. It's a new and divine way of holiness that God is going to consume the world in love. This divine fire, this beautiful fire of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. He says, choose your side. He says, because it's coming. Now we are going to experience in a way what the saints always dreamed of. Why? It's time for this. It wasn't time for Noah and for Moses or for King David to receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. It wasn't time for that. But when Jesus came to earth, when Mary came to earth to give back this Catholic life, this universal life, then what happened? The saints could receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. The saints could receive the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. The saints could experience doing the will of God in a powerful way. And now after 2,000 years, Jesus says, now the time has come where sanctification is going to be here. This is the time that we have to really begin to live this abundant life, living this abundant life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. How do we get this? We go to Luisa. She's the newborn. If you want to be a Franciscan, you go to Francis. If you want to be a Dominican, you go to Dominic. You want to be a Benedictine, you go to Benedict. You want the divine will, you go to the one who has given it. That's Luisa. Jesus and Mary gave this life, this light, this love of God to Luisa. That's why Luisa is called the firstborn, the newborn in the divine will. If you haven't read the titles of Luisa yet, if you haven't heard the titles of Luisa yet, this is going to astonish you. 8,000 titles that Jesus gives to Luisa in the Book of Heaven. And as you hear this, Jesus says, these divine attributes that I breathed into Luisa, he says, I want to see in my children. She's the firstborn. She's the newborn who possesses this gift of the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. And now this is going to give birth to all of humanity who wants it. And that's why he says, this divine life is a continuous light. It sweetly nourishes us. It enchants us. We have the sweetness of this gift of gifts. And that's why when you meet the little children, the Holy Divine Will, they're always happy. Children, that's why Jesus says you must become like little ones, little children. Why? Children laugh 90% of the time. Grown-ups, grumps, laugh 10% of the time. So Jesus is saying, enter into this life of the true life of Jesus and Mary, how happy you're going to be, how joy filled you're going to be, how peaceful you're going to be. So what does Jesus ask of us? He says, get rid of the human misery. What's the human misery? It's what you say when you go to confession. This is what I thought, said, and did, and done, and failed to do. I don't want to live like this. So this new and divine way of holiness is coming to us. And Jesus says, begin to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness. Why? When you get rid of worry, when you get rid of fear, when you get rid of anxiety, when you get rid of complaints, when you get rid of negativity, what happens at that point? You are filled to overflowing with this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary. What's the consequences of getting rid of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin? It's peace, joy, and happiness. It's heaven. You begin to live this abundant life. And everyone around you who are going to be wailing and grinding their teeth, they're going to say, why are you so happy? Don't you see what's going on? And you say, my happiness isn't of earth. My happiness is the life of Jesus, the life of Mary. that I want to reign in me. I want their life, the new Adam and the new Eve's life reigning in me. This is the happiness of the little children of the Holy Divine Will. This is the joy of the little children of the Holy Divine Will. A new and divine way of holiness is here. So at volume 26, July 14th, 1929, Louisa, my daughter, do not be surprised if my divine will does not leave you free in anything, because it does not want to form simple acts and works, but it wants to form divine life. So here Jesus is saying, as you begin to read the divine will, don't be surprised if the divine will won't let you be free to do anything. Eve was free to eat of the fruit, to obey the evil one. Adam was free to be eat of the fruit, to obey Lucifer. And then Jesus said, I saw Lucifer fall like lightning to the earth. Where did we go? Went to earth. Why? Adam, our father, was obedient to the evil one. And that's why we're in this condition right now. Jesus is now saying to us, I redeemed you, and my mother was with me on Calvary 2,000 years ago. And now is the time for sanctification. Now is the time for enjoying the beatific vision. You know, St. Thomas Aquinas says that. He says, if the veil was lifted, if we could see clearly where we are right now, we would see that we're in the at the throne of God, in the glorified body, adoring God, enjoying the beatific vision. That's where we really are. But we're trapped in time and space right now. So Jesus is saying, begin to live heaven. Begin to live this life of peace, joy, and happiness of the new Adam, of the new Eve. So he says, Louisa, don't be surprised if the divine will doesn't leave you free in everything, because it does not want to form simple acts and works, but it wants to form divine life in you, the divine life of Jesus, the divine life of Mary. And he says, and to the one who must form a life, continuous acts are needed. Okay, so you want this divine life of Jesus? You want this divine life of Mary reigning in you? You've got to learn how to do your acts and your rounds in the divine will with Jesus, with Mary. So Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. Jesus, gaze in my gazing. Jesus, listen in my listening. Jesus, speak in my speaking. Jesus, touch in my touching. I want you, Lord, to be the life of my life. I want you, Mary, to be the life of my life. I don't want to live in the fallen human nature, even though we've been redeemed, but I want to enter into the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, which is heaven. It does so. So he says, don't be surprised if the divine will, your way of life changes. Your prayer life changes. Your prayer life doesn't become echoing the prayers of the saints, but your prayer life becomes echoing the life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. So when we pray the Holy Rosary, we are meditating on the life of Jesus, meditating through the eyes of Mary, the life of Jesus and Mary. Okay, so when you think about this, this is very, very essential. When you think about this meditating of the life of Jesus and Mary, this echoing the life of Jesus and Mary, this is what God is waiting for. So he's waiting for us. See, our intellect, our memory, and our will, the three powers, your intellect, your memory, and your will, in the divine will have to change. Okay, he wants us to see with our intellect the life of the understanding of life the way Jesus sees it, the way Mary sees it. So your life isn't what I think, what I believe, you know, how does the church see this? How does the life of Mary see this? So your intellect changes. You see things from a divine perspective. You begin to see things, not completely yet, because it's little by little. You see things in the mind of Christ. You begin to understand why the church has our dogma and doctrine. You begin to understand why sacred scripture comes alive when you're in the divine will. you begin to understand this new and divine way of holiness of Jesus and Mary with your intellect. Then your memory. A lot of people have a memory. They did this to me. They did this to my family. They did this to my nation. Jesus says, we begin to see things. How did Jesus live? The new Adam. How did Mary live? The new Eve. When we pray the Holy Rosary, what happens? We wear the scapular, pray the Holy Rosary. We begin to understand the life of Jesus, the life of Mary. Because Jesus said to Louisa, the gift that I give to my children of the divine will is bilocation. Your whole prayer life completely changes. It's not the bilocation of the saints. Jesus takes us where he wants to take us. Like he took Louisa every night. He would take Louisa and tour the universe. And then when you go to Corrado, when you look at her socks, Louisa was in bed for 70 years. Her socks were dirty. Her socks were stained. Her socks were ripped apart. They were holes in them. I remember looking at Louisa's socks when I went to Corrado. I said, why didn't they give this little one beautiful new socks? Why old used socks? And they were new at one point, but Jesus and Louisa went throughout the universe. He showed her everything that humanity is called to do throughout the universe. You have to understand when Jesus says, go to all nations, he really means all nations. So what's coming is going to be astonishing. So little things are happening. Amazing things are happening. So with your intellect, you begin to see things. Now with your memory, it's not about me. Not about my nation. It's about Jesus and Mary. How did they live? And they teach us. They will take us. They'll take you to Capernaum. They will take you to Golgotha. They will take you to Bethlehem. And again, with your mind's eye, you begin to see it. Okay. And then you go there. That's the life of Louisa. See, so don't limit God. Don't say, well, it's not going to happen to me, because you've already said no to God. You say what Our Lady said, let it be done to me as you say, let it be done to me as you want, let it be done to me as you, God, wish. And that's the thing that's so beautiful about the divine will. Your whole prayer life changes. You begin to, Jesus will take you where he wants to take you. And that's why you need a spiritual director. You need a spiritual director, normally a priest. Why? Because he'll help you enter into this abundant life of Jesus, of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. So this life has to have a continuous axis. So what's the last part? Your will, your human will is what you say when you go to confession. That's your human will, the fallen nature. We've been redeemed, but we're still under the thumb of the evil one. What God is asking of us is to rise up above that. He said to Louisa, with that widowed mother with the only son, when they were carrying the son on the litter, he said, as I touched the litter, basically, the young man became alive. As Jesus went, the young man came alive. He says to Louisa, this is what I'm going to do with humanity. Humanity is dead, living in their human will. They don't have the fullness of life of the new Adam and the new Eve. Jesus said, I'm going to touch that litter so that what? Humanity comes alive with a continuous life. And he says, if the continuous act ceases, life cannot grow. Life cannot be formed. Life cannot have its true existence. And he says, this is why my divine will wanted to form its divine life in you, Louisa. You are the firstborn. You are the newborn. And it wants to be free. It wants absolute freedom that Louisa gave the life of Jesus and Mary in her. And with its incessant act, that it possesses by nature, it pours itself over you, Louisa. And then he says, and extending with more than maternal wings of light, it invents each fiber of your heart, each heartbeat of yours, Louisa, each breath of yours, Louisa, each thought, each word, each work, each step, Louisa. It warms it. And with its kisses of light, it impresses its life in each of your acts. And while it destroys the human life isn't going to be in charge. It's the divine life that comes to alive in you, the true life of Jesus and Mary, that constitutes itself the very divine life within you, Louisa. And since nothing but these acts can come out of the human will, these miserable worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, nothing comes out of the human will except misery. My divine will, Jesus says, does not want to mix with it. Therefore, it stands at attention to be able to form its life, all of light, in the one who freely has given the divine will, the freedom to reign within her. This is what Louisa has done. And Jesus now says, will you give the freedom of the divine will to reign in you with your fiat? Remember Our Lady, the angel said, you're going to be the mother of God. She says, I've already made a vow of virginity. Joseph made a vow of virginity. How can I become the mother? I'm not going to know man. How can I be the mother of God? What do I need to do? How can I work so that God has his way of me becoming the mother of God? What do I need to do? What has to be done? And the angel said it would be through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the same thing with us. How do we begin to live in the divine will? How do we do this? I'm a miserable human being. I go to confession each week. How do I form this life all of light by freely giving its freedom to reign? What do we say? Let it be done to me as you say. The divine will is fiat. For Jesus, he says, with the fiat lux creation, all of the universe began. With Mary, the fiat mihi, the incarnation took place. Now with Louisa and us, it's the fiat voluntas tua. May your kingdom reign in me, this dust, as it is in heaven. Therefore, be attentive, Jesus says, in receiving this continuous life. It's about divine life. It's divine life that needs of breath. It needs a continuous heartbeat. It needs daily nourishment. So we begin to live this life of Jesus and Mary. He says, the works are done, but are put aside. He says, nor do they need to be kept always in hand in order to be works. But life cannot be put aside. If my continuous act ceases, this divine life dies. So he says, therefore, the continuous act, Jesus breathe in my breathing, Jesus beat in my heart beating, Jesus walk in my walking, Jesus dance in my dancing, Jesus, sing in my singing. Continuous acts of my divine will are necessary for you, Jesus says. And you, in receiving it, my divine will, in giving this divine life to you, this life of Jesus and Mary to you, so that this life in you may live, this life in you may be formed, this life in you may grow with its divine fullness. That's what the priest says every day at Holy Mass. May we share in the divinity of Christ, putting that drop of water into the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ, Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. We want this life to grow in us. We want this life, this divine life reigning in us, the fullness that God wants for us. Not just redeemed, Jesus says, but now I want you to be sanctified. I want you to possess the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. That's what Jesus says to us. That's what Jesus wants for us. This is a great time to be alive, an amazing time to be alive. And what's coming is going to astonish the world. It's not doom and gloom. It's the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name under the mantle of Mary through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.